Good morning, Rishadim Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. I'm learning Klagad Aleph and I'm learning Siman Gimel. Chayadim is talking about the Malacha of Zareya. So he deals with the case of a person who has branches which are no longer attached to the ground. They're cut and he wants to put them into water and some type of a vase so that they should be kept fresh. They're not going to grow because of this. He's not doing an act of hatsmacha. And most would be an isur rabbanon. It's maintaining them, keeping them fresh, etc. Is looks like you're using water to cause them to grow in people's minds. It has a similar type of effect. So mirabbanon, it's going to be asur midaraisa. You're not causing anything to grow. So there's no reason to say that this really is the malach of zareya. So what is permitted regards to putting these branches into water. Now, in a case where there are flowers which have not opened, and by putting the flowers into water and absorbing the water, they tend to open. So that's more similar to the malacha of Zareya, because you're causing something to happen, even though it's not a bona fide act of tzmicha. It's not growing. But since using the water to cause these flowers to open people's mind is very similar to the process of water causing things to grow, develop, etc. So that's clearly osur. So in a case where you would have branches of flowers which have not opened and you want to put them into water that cause them to open, that's going to be osur. But in a case where the flowers are open already, you're not causing any tzmicha, miraisa or mirabanan. So is there any heter? So the Chayyim says, "Mutar lahamid b'Shabbos b'mayim." You're allowed to put into water on Shabbos. On the ilonos shehuchnu me'esmo shenem muksin. So the first question is, things which grow from the ground, they're not edible, so they're not a food, and they're not a kli, so they should be muksa. No, but if they've been designated for this purpose from before Shabbos, so they're not muksa. So before Shabbos, he designated these branches to use them as some type of decorative item in the home, so that takes away their muksa status. So you want to put them into water on Shabbos. It's mutter. There can't be flowers. That you can't do because the water which will be absorbed into the branch will cause the flowers to open, and that's a problem. But if there's no flowers involved, it's mutter. But the Chayyim says, "Vadavka kishom dum esmol kvar b'mayim." This is only mutter if it was already in water before Shabbos. It was removed from the water. You want to put it back into the water, so that's going to be mutter. It's like you're putting it back to the state that it was already in. You're not creating a new state. So putting it back into the state that it was already in, putting it back into the water is going to be mutter. But to put in the water the chachila, even though there's no flowers which are opening, is going to be osur. Excuse me. You can't put it in the chatchila if it had not been in the water from before Shabbos. Now, the case where it was it was in the water before Shabbos and was removed on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, that's clearly his mutter. Let's say it was in the water before Shabbos. It was removed before Shabbos. You want to put it back on Shabbos. The mashmos, with the understanding of the chayorim, is based on a Rashi. It's only if it was removed on Shabbos that are you allowed to put it back. But if before Shabbos entered, it wasn't in the water, even though it had been in the water before Shabbos, you cannot put it back in the water on Shabbos. So you can't put it in the chachilu. But I'm also the host of mayim. You can't add water. Upshita, you can't, lahaklip, you can't change the water. Because all of those, the tarach, the skuni mana, all of those are a tircha to make the flour better in some way. You want to make fresher water, etc. We were unmounted because of the tircha for this purpose. However, uba yomtov masifin, uchalamoyed machlifin. Yomtov, there's an isur malacha as well. There's isur of zareya on yomtov. but they were more lenient than Yomtiv because it's not as chomer. And they said that you could add water, Chol HaMoed, which also has interest in El Malacha, so you can't plant on Chol HaMoed. And even certain Rabbanans apply. But Chol HaMoed, they're more lenient. They allowed you to even to exchange, not only to add the water, but to take away the original water and put new water there. Now, this is the understanding of the Chayyotim. The Mishnah is going to point out that the Prima Galar understands Rashi differently. The basis of this is a Rashi. But the main issue is the problem of Tircha. So according to the Prima Galar, in a case where everything had been set up before Shabbos, even though he had not put the branches into the water before Shabbos, but since everything is set up beforehand, there's no Tircha involved. So a person will be allowed to put the branches into the water which is there from beforehand. The Shulchan Aruch Rav follows the opinion of the Prima Galar. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, in the Shaar Tzion, Simchat Mem Ches, he brings this case. He says, Ebsher, maybe you can be samech on it, because since there's no flowers which are blooming because of this, it's possibly going to be mutter to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah continues to the Rabbanan. He seems to say, there's an argument that it is mutter. So obviously the chachila person should be machmer, but if the person has some reason why they need to be mekel, they can be mekel. Okay, have a good day.